You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A United Nations report from late October has criticised France for their crackdown on protesters in New Caledonia earlier this year. The protests began after French President Emmanuel Macron announced expanded voting rights to French citizens in the territory, diluting the Indigenous Canucks' political power and quelling any chance for a successful independence referendum. The peaceful protests turned violent and 13 people were killed, a fact the report called alarming. Over 7,000 security personnel with armoured vehicles have since been deployed in New Caledonia from France to stop further unrest. I spoke to Vera Suole, a Kanak advocate in New Caledonia, about the report and the continued movement for independence. I started by asking about what the report said.
Okay, first of all, I just would want to say thank you to give me the opportunity to be here with you and to share with you about the situation in Kanaki. About the report from the United Nations, I would just want to remind on August 20, we have four United Nations special rapporteurs. In the press release, they denounced the violence committed by the French state on the bill on the throwing of the electoral body, the attempt to dismantle the Nouméa Accord, the organization of the 2021st consultation on the sovereignty of New Caledonia and the Kanak indigenous people in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, of Kanak customary mourning without the prior consent given freely and with a full knowledge of the facts of the Kanak customary authorities. They denounced as well the continued deployment of military forces, the human rights violations that have targeted thousands of Kanak indigenous people for having taken part in demonstrations since May 2024. But also the United Nations special rapporteurs have also denounced an expressed concern about the excessive use of force by the French state and French army enforcement agency against the Kanak indigenous people, and have also highlighted the different forms of violence, including violence of racist attacks committed by armed militia, and hundreds of arbitrary arrested and detentions, the criminalization of the human rights defenders and Kanak indigenous people through the abusive application of criminal law. And this November, on 4th of November 2024, another United Nations mechanism, the Human Rights Committee, composed of independent experts, were responsible for supervising the application of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ratified by France on November 4, 1980. Once again, they denounced the violation of the human rights of the Kanak people and also called the French state to order in its concluding observation of November 7, 2024. And the Human Rights Committee expressed its concerns about the modalities of the organization of the third referendum in Kanaki, New Caledonia, and held during the period of the coronavirus, the pandemic of the customary and the customary mourning, and which did not respect the right of the indigenous Kanak people to be counseled in order to obtain their freedom and the sovereignty, prior and informed consent. In addition, the Human Rights Committee recommend that France facilitate and expedite the realization of the right of the indigenous Kanak people of New Caledonia to self-determination by collaborating fully with the Committee of 24 for Decolonization in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations and Resolution 1514 of the United Nations General Assembly. contained the declaration of the granting of the independence to colonial countries and peoples. And he specified that France should consult the indigenous Kanak people of New Caledonia in order to obtain their prior, free and informed consent before adopting any measure relating to the self-determination process and to respect the principle of constitutional irreversibility set out in Article 5 of the Nouméa Accord, which guarantees the integrity of the decolonization process.
So what are the next steps for the Kanaki independence movement?
Okay, and now the next steps actually, first of all, we have the aspect of the economical situation in Kanaki. So they have to find some solution for the economic aspect with the French government, but politically, they have to pass, first of all, by the Congress. Actually, we have all the indigenous political party. This month of November, this is the month for all the Congress to decide the next step. So, and in February, we have the big and the last Congress of the FLN case. And the FLN case is the one of the federation of all the indigenous political party in New Caledonia to talk about the next accord with France for the independence. And in the FLN case, they already said for 2025, they're going to declare the independence on 24th September 2025. And to declare the independence, they're going to write the next bill with the French government.
That was Véro Souillé, Kanak advocate in New Caledonia, on a recent United Nations report on the alarming French response to the protests in the territory earlier this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.